What's up and welcome back to the Kind of Funny Games cast. Of course, I am Tim Geddes, and today I am joined by the Lock, Roger Percorny.
Yeet.
And the Big Daddy himself, Greg Miller.
Yeet.
I like the yeet. I like the energy going on right now.
Yeah.
You guys just played
4 hours.
4 hours.
Right. Of 4 hours on stream.
2K24 on stream. And now we're going to give our reviews. Is this great? Let's start this at the top here.
Okay,
is this a full review? Is this just impressions so far? Where are you
this
at
is
with this?
30 hours into the game.
Okay.
So I would say it's a full enough review as far as I'm concerned for it, Timothy.
That's very exciting. We'll get into the details in just a second because, of course, this is the Kind of Funny Games cast, where each and every week we get together to talk about video games and all the things that we love about them. If you like what we do, you should consider getting the Kind of Funny membership. That gets you the shows ad-free. You get to watch them live as we record them, and you get a daily exclusive show. It's a little ditty we like to call Greg Way, where each and every day Greg talks about something for as long as he wants to talk about it.
Today I had a very basic question that I somehow did 23 minutes on, so wow. It's a daily podcast this point.
What was the question? You want to tease it?
Yeah. That was a lot of content to go for me.
Yeah,
that was a long time. I can open up headlines. It was a simple question about how do you deal with content that disappoints you?
Oh.
It was off the heels of Aquaman, which of course brings up DCEU, which of course smacks of we're about to get a Ghostbusters motion pictures. Greg, how do you deal with content that disappoints you?
Content you consume, not content
correct.
You create. Gotcha.
Oh, come on now.
You never missed
17 years. You think I've ever made disappointing content?
Never. You know who doesn't disappoint me, Greg? Our Patreon producers, Carl Jacobs, Kieran Hovasapien. First time I reading that one.
Wow.
So thank you for joining us. And Delaney Twining, you were all the absolute best. And of course, that means they get the shows ad-free and all the good stuff too. But if you don't have a buck to toss our way, we totally understand. That's totally cool. Your support goes such a long way, even for free, whether you're watching on YouTube, watching us do live things on Twitch, or listening on podcast services around the globe. We appreciate you all so very, very much. But now let's properly get right into it. WWE 2K24. This is the review from Kind of Funny. Greg, I imagine you are the lead reviewer on this, correct?
Correct, Timothy, and that would come with many notable exceptions and disclosures, I would think.
Copy out away, my
hello, friend. Everyone. It's me, Greg Miller. Perhaps this is your first time ever coming to Kind of Funny because you clicked on this review and you said, a review 2 days after embargo. I need to hear about that. It's worth giving you disclosure, of course, that the Kind of Funny ethics policy is that we'll always tell you when something's up. And so I'd like to start in the pro category of, I've played wrestling video games my entire life. They're probably the things, they're intrinsically tied to my love of video games. When I got hired at IGN, it was in part to take over wrestling coverage there for WWE games, of which I reviewed many, 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 many wrestling games for many, many years. However, since then, and since coming to Kind of Funny, many things have happened, including I host a WWE show for WWE on Peacock. This is awesome. I hope you check it out. Of course, I was in the game last year as a manager card that was added after the fact to my faction. Of course, I still do a whole bunch of different WWE stuff. I did for year two in a row the ratings reveal for WWE 2K, the game at Royal Rumble. And then, of course, WWE 2K24 is in fact, sponsoring our screencast show, WrestleMania Ranked. So I want all of that on the table so that if you watched this review and walked away and then found that out, you'd be like, oh my God, this guy's a fucking shill for WWE or whatever. I'm not. I want you to know that so as we get into this, you have the full picture of it. Again, just played wrestling games my entire life. It wouldn't make sense, I don't think, for anybody else to be lead reviewer on this just because I'm the one who cares the most about it and will play this for the next 60 hours or whatever of game time.
So with that said, you're playing for 60 hours more. You've already played for 30
hours. I'll be playing
hours.
A lot longer than 60 hours.
Yeah.
I just ballparked it.
They've
done a very, very good job this year. Again, what I'm fascinated about this is actually going to be Roger's take.
Yeah,
Roger, of course, is the new wrestling fan.
Ingenue.
In the past few months, Roger's fallen into it, gone to Raw with us. This is your first wrestling game in forever, yada, yada, yada. And so even on stream, you and me playing, you mentioned, what a fresh eyes on this are going to look like versus somebody who has played these games every year when they do come out, right? For Jesus. I mean, I've consumed wrestling games on an annual basis since probably Warzone on PlayStation 1. And I mean, if I go further back than that, of course, there's me unboxing Royal Rumble on Genesis and Raw on Genesis, but I'm those cadence. If there was a wrestling game,
oh, thank you.
Oh, goody.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, you have somebody who's been in this in the shit forever, and somebody who's brand new to it. For my money, Tim, they have crushed it this year.
Really?
Yeah. This is a 4 out of 5.
Okay.
This on a Kind of Funny scale, that would be great. It'd be short of amazing at the 5 out of 5. It's better than okay. For me, it's funny to talk about it because when I talk about it, what stands out and why I celebrate it is the minutia, the little things, the stuff they've gotten right. You and me, Tim, when we have a second not to talk about the business, we'll inevitably talk about wrestling and inevitably go, this is the best time. This is, oh my God, it's so good right now. The game is reflecting that.
Awesome.
In amazing, small, nuanced ways where, you know, like for me, it is, you know, Cody's entrance, Seth's entrance, the crowd singing along. You know, Jay getting there and doing this and the crowd doing it. Being Roman in a match and beating the shit out of Cody Rhodes. And then everyone in the crowd starts putting up the one behind me. NXT chanting, welcome back, Becky. Which I haven't seen, but I saw today on my Twitter feed from someone else. I haven't experienced it. Beyond that, it would be going into the modes. And I will at length in this review go in and talk about the things they have tweaked and improved and made better and the feedback they've listened to, you know what I mean? For a lot of people like me that love my faction, last year there was the idea that like, man, my faction is getting cards for characters that are then giving you basically an alternate attire that you don't have in the real game. That's stupid as hell. 2K has agreed with you, and now you get persona cards that when you unlock in my faction do give you that outfit of choice in the actual game and stuff like that. Like, there's a lot of quality of life improvements there. I think you could get into even more of them, and I don't know where we want to go and how far you want to go, but like, you know, having a manager at ringside now matters. That manager, when your heel gets up, takes off the turnbuckle cover, throws a weapon in.
Cool.
Even if that's just to distract the referee so you can do something underhanded and get in, you can do it. Of course, you know, some of the paybacks that you're able to assemble there, right? I think the ones we're all used to are, you know, resiliency and being able to kick out. Now the referee's turned his back or her back to put the, and the referees actually are real people this time around, have turned their back from, you know, the WWE programming to put the turnbuckle on. That's when you can poison mist. That's when you can throw a fireball in somebody's face to blind them and then have the ash on their face, right? Like, they're doing all the shit and then weaving it into the story to make it make sense. I think it's impossible to talk about how good the game is without talking about how it faltered with 20, right? And how bad that game was, taking the year off and coming back. And the story for my reviews with 2K22, 23, and now 24, but those two before, right? What are the idea of like, man, the base is so good. They've been doing so much right. The gameplay is so right to the point that in the past year, I've put up a special presentation here on Kind of Funny Games that was, this, it's time for WWE 2K to become a live service so that I don't lose all my wrestlers, I don't lose all my arenas on a year-to-year basis because the core gameplay is so good. They haven't done that, but this is yet another example of what I'm talking about, where it's like, we've got it so down on the gameplay front that now we can go in and make it so, all right, cool, during the tag match, hold L1 and hit left or right on the D-pad, and that'll send your opponent out to go to the other side to fight the other guy off the apron, right? Okay, we know people hate tag matches because it's the fucking nonstop annoyance of somebody coming in. Each participant can only come in to break up a pin once. Mm. And once they do, they can't just get in anymore to screw it over, right? Which, on the one hand, is immersion breaking, but on the other hand, is way better than, it's the 17th time I've done my finisher, I run to the ropes, try to knock the person down and pin them, right? Like, there are those levels of additive things that are tightening the screws on making this feel like the product you are watching that is emulating exactly what it is. I think what holds it back from being that 5 out of 5 amazing is that there are moments and features and things that I'm like, oh, that's really cool. It doesn't push the amazing because you are constantly pushing up against a game that is on a 9-month development cycle. Where it is, I'm like, all right, cool. Samantha's there giving you the ring intros, right, for the titles. And what do they do? Always shoot her from behind. Yeah. Always shoot her on the side. Never show her mouth. We don't have time to animate her lips, right? We can't do that. You know what I mean? It is the, you know, normal little glitches you'll have there. You throw somebody this thing and it's like, okay, well, I'm throwing you to the ambulance, but you're not like running into it. You're just there. Like, it's the traditional things we all know from a wrestling game. But I think those little things are way overshadowed by the quality of life improvements, how much fun a special guest referee match is, how much fun an ambulance match is, casket match. I'm sure interchangeable for everybody how much fun any of it is, but like, they've added these three gimmick matches. They're all great. They've improved my faction. I think the Storyline stuff is great. If you were a fan of the showcase, it's still there and it's still showcasing. For me, as we can get into a whole thing about showcase when we talk a little bit more con about it, it's, as always, cool. I think it could be a lot cooler and it's not the thing, but it's a nice walk down memory lane. I think the fact that they really committed this time around, I feel, to this game is part of the road to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Where when you do showcase and it ends, Corey is talking about Philadelphia and he's showing you the bell and the low, and it's like, man, this feels like you're on, everything is lining up that this game feels like it's part of the storyline and creative stuff that's happening right
cool.
now.
Cool. Yeah. Now, Roger.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to hear what you think. Like Greg was saying, you are new to this world. Do you want to let people know how new you are to this world? Your history with wrestling as a whole.
Yeah, my history with wrestling is pretty fresh. When I was younger, I watched a little bit of SmackDown and Raw here and there. I would catch a match here and there. I was never like the wrestling guy in my friend group at all. It was just a pop in. Oh, cool. That's a cool thing to watch on a Friday night, right? And I had a few of the wrestling games, right? I had some of the SmackDown versus Raw games. I would play them with some friends, but it was never like my favorite go-to game. I remember picking up, I think it was one of the early like Xbox 360 I don't know. Were they 2Ks at that point, or were they
early 360? Yeah. They would have been THQ.
Yeah, THQ. So I picked up one of those and I was like, it's not what I'm looking for. It just never really grabbed me. But recently during Royal Rumble, I put it on with a group of my high school friends when I was in New York, and it just captured me. It was just such a fun time to see just what WWE is right now and how it is the literal perfect time for a newcomer to jump in to this franchise and this universe. So when, of course, WWE 2K24 popped up in the Trello for games codes, it's like, I got to try this out. I got to see if this can be a great extension for what I'm watching every week now, twice a week. And I would say it's a good extension. I would say this is an okay game, at least from my money, right? Because I am not you, Greg, where I don't see like the minutiae and all the things that they're changing. Yeah. I just see the package, right? And the package for me is a great time to play, right? When I'm playing it in the living room, in the office here, and we're playing it together and everyone's stopping and watching us play, because, and that never happens. Like, that never happens in Kind of Funny. Usually when someone's reviewing a game, it's just kind of, they're reviewing it and everyone just kind of tries not to get in front of the screen. But like, everyone's stopping around with like almost like popcorn in their mouth, like watching this experience, because that's what it feels like. It feels like a WWE match has come to life, and it feels like that to play. Like, playing with my friends, playing with you all day today has been a real treat to actually live that world of like, now I'm Cody Rhodes, now you're Roman Reigns. Oh, this is exciting. Like, this is an exciting extension. And I think all of that is good. The core game is really good. My issue is with most of the things around it, right? It's not even like a massive issue. It's just more of like, it doesn't really speak to me, right? Like, the My GM mode, fine. I think I had a better time playing with you, but personally, when I was playing it by myself, didn't really capture me. The My Universe stuff was just WWE. Is it My Universe or
Universe
in general? Like, that was just like, it's pretty simple. Like, I get the idea of you can do whatever you want, wish fulfillment, but didn't really do anything for me. And then the showcase mode, I was honestly kind of disappointed by, because like, I was looking forward to learning about this, right? Like, I am somebody who is very green. Like, I don't know anything about like the history of WWE stuff. I know some things here and there. So I'm excited to learn about WrestleMania, about the history, and playing it. It just became a slog. It became a slog of like, now you got to go do the objective. Okay, now the objective is really annoying, and now you're just not having any fun. Compare that to like the newer MLB storylines that they've been doing. And I know that the last one had some issues, but I know they're fixing that. It feels like the idea's there, but the execution is not there. Mm. And you see that 9-month development cycle, which sucks, but it's also very impressive, right? Like, it's impressive to know just how deep the roster of WWE is, and knowing that they had to update all of this in 9 months, right? Like, they had to actually add in all these new intros for new people. They had to add in new costumes. They had to make it relevant every single year. And I see that in talking to you and knowing that, sure, they added the three match types and they're gimmicky, but like, that's cool. Like, it's cool 100%. That we're adding to all this stuff. So from a newcomer's perspective, it's a good way to play like with friends, and like, I would totally recommend it, but I would never, like, I don't think that this is like the apex of what they could be doing, right? I do wish this was a live service. I do wish that there was more, that there's more time they could spend with this stuff.
That's an excellent transition, because what I think, is it the apex of what they could be doing? No, they could do more, and it would be, you know, of course, what do we run into the problem of, everybody, business versus art, right? And how this would actually be. But what I would say, no, this isn't the apex of what they could do, but this is the apex of what they've done. Mm. Like, WWE 2K24, I was thinking about this the other day when I was getting ready for work, right? This is the best wrestling game of all time.
Wow.
Like, I mean,
that's really impressive.
I've gone, when I got my Steam Deck, the first thing I did was load up No Mercy, right? Allegedly. And go back and play that, right? And it's like playing that and being put back into that time, sure. Like, you know what I mean? And like, there's a bunch of really cool shit in there. But it is rose tinted glasses for what it was. I think gameplay wise, like, there's just no question that this is a better game, that this controls better. The thing about it is that I think it retains what No Mercy was great at, right? Of the, hey, easy to pick up, you know, difficult to master kind of thing. Because this, you know, you call out a stop, people stopping and watching, like, it's also people stopping to play.
Yeah.
And like I told you while we were doing it, right? Like, when we launched the studio, we put together that video, and what does Andy say? I want to get a big TV that people just sit around and play games, and we've never fucking done it. You know what I mean? Until this. This was the one that it was. I usually drag my console over to the big TV to play so I have a better experience, but this is a game that you can play multiplayer, and you know, you and me and Mike have sat there and done it. We've done it on stream. We're going to do it again on stream. I've no doubt we're going to play more of this on the road to WrestleMania, and it's that idea of like, you can pop in and have that. What I think makes WWE 2K24 special in so many ways, right, is the fact that, again, the core gameplay is so good. It's everything I just said. It's easy to jump in. It mimics the product. You can just have those matches and be fine. Where I think, again, to your point, it gets watered down is the idea of, if we remove the gameplay from the conversation and put really what you're doing with it, it really comes down to your favorite Chinese food buffet or any buffet, where when you're there and you're at a buffet, it's never the quality of the food. It's the variety of the food, right? Like, everything's kind of mid, a little bit up, but it's not the best meal of your life, right? It is that idea that, like, I can go through that game and find something new to spend 5 hours with, but is it the best? Like, if it was, if they were just making a thing that was the undisputed storyline, right? That's all they were doing, it'd be way better. Yeah. If they were just doing my GM mode, it'd be way better. But it's the fact that there's GM mode, faction, universe, the one I just mentioned that I can't get back to for some reason, showcase, and then there's the other one, but it doesn't matter. But there's all these different things that are there that are good to fit your mood, but then there's the people who are just going to create, and then there's people who are just going to go play on things and just going to play with your friends. And so it's like, it is this smorgasbord of like, hey, there's all this great stuff here, good to great stuff here, but how is it going to speak to you? What's it going to resonate with you, for you?
That's been my biggest issue with these games forever, but mainly the last couple of years, where it does feel like they have all these great modes, but I feel like so many of them that there hasn't been the mode that I'm like, this is it. This is the canon way to play this game. This is the career mode that actually matters more than the rest of the things.
Yeah.
And I've enjoyed the showcase modes, but again, you guys are nailing it. I've enjoyed it more as a concept than actually what 100%. It is. It always feels like the coolest thing ever.
Yes.
And then you get into it and you're like,
So to jump in case someone's just hanging out with us because they're like, kind of funny and you don't know what the showcase mode is. This is the third installment of WWE Showcase in a WWE 2K game. This year, it's 40 years of WrestleMania. Of course, we're celebrating WrestleMania 40 in April in Philadelphia. The idea here is that you have classic matches that Corey Graves, SmackDown announcer, is introducing, explaining. You're seeing real footage from the match, documentary kind of stuff. They have interviews with the participants. Then you start to play the match, and it goes from the video footage into the ring, matches it almost seamlessly at times. Then you'll be doing things almost seamlessly.
There's some moments they get me, but it's like most of us, we're trying. I get it.
Then you transition from the gameplay to the thing. Seamless being what I mean is, you know, when they're like, all right, you go outside and you flip the guy, and then they go in that moment of the flip and Paul Heyman's in the background. You're like, oh, that looks great.
Yeah.
The problem with this mode, and this is the first showcase I've ever finished.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I traditionally do not like Showcase. I am with you. It's a better concept than a product. That is still true here. The fact that it was 40 years of WrestleMania and it was different matches and different people kept me more engaged than it has been in the past of being like, it's John Cena's story. Okay. It's Ray's story. Okay. Look, I respect those guys, but I don't necessarily want to do it.
Yeah. And they were my guys back then. like they were the ones I grew up with.
And they've changed it to where, like, it used to be the annoyance of you couldn't progress without doing the objectives. Now you can progress and just not get all the points for it. So you can still they're optional.
That's
objective.
Cool. That's good.
But it still is weird of like, you want to do the optional objective. So it does become this annoying thing of like, now reverse 5 times. And it's like, this is checklist bullshit. And like, to Roger's point, like, or earlier when we were talking off camera, you got to hit start to get the full description of it. So sometimes you're like, whip the guy into the corner. Okay. And it's not going to open up. Oh, outside of the corner. Okay. Yeah.
That's a big issue, not only in the showcase. I mean, the showcase is less of an issue because it is, you know, optional for the most part. I do believe there are some mandatory things you have to do in the showcase. I don't think you can just like be Hulk Hogan and then just
No. But there's like, but it used to be that you have to do all three of these things to do the next thing. Or
gotcha. Yeah, it's a bigger issue in My Rise mode, which is the storylines essentially, right? But because you have to do these objectives, and the biggest issue with that is just like the objective UI is bad because it tells you like there's so many times I've been so confused because it just says whip somebody into a corner, into the northwest corner. First things first. You got to highlight the northwest corner. You know what I mean? Like, I'm in the action. I know. I got it. But, like, it was just funny. I was just like, okay, fine. Northwest corner. I got it. Keep on doing it. I'm like, what is happening right now? And then I go to the pause menu. Oh, Irish whip. Press this button. Okay. Fine. Whatever. That's okay. Not a huge deal. I got to learn these buttons. I understand what you're saying. I don't know why you didn't put in the actual, like, just
UI
while I'm playing the game, but whatever. Fine. Then there was one that really got me mad of, like, I'm playing it. I'm having a good time. And then it's like, hey, You got to throw somebody into the ropes on the entrance side of the ring. And I'm doing it. I'm like, what the fuck? And then I pause it and it says outside of the ring. How would I have ever known that? You know what I mean? Like that, it's little things like that that take away from the experience of My Rise mode and also, I believe, Showcase.
Exactly. And I think a big part of it, too, is the idea that, like, My Rise, I want to put that on the side and come back to it on that front. But for Showcase, it was like, I don't enjoy it, but I want to see it, and I like the transition, and I want to hear the story, and yada yada. So, you know, I jump in, I turn it to easy, because I just don't want to, me and Mike were bitching about this. The last thing I want to do is make it through all these steps, and then at the last second, they stage a comeback and beat me, or make it so I miss the objective to do the thing, and it's like, it just isn't fun. It's checklisting, but it's not like Ubisoft checklisting of open world, right? If it was, and I think that would be the solution, which I don't know why they don't do it, of just like, hey, you're going into this match and throughout it, do three slams, do this, and then just segment a health bar of like, when this happens, we will force you into a cutscene where you tumble over the top rope and then we do whatever thing's going on. I don't know why I was so hung up on Lex Luger and Bret Hart tumbling over. I'm like, Lex isn't in this game. It's going to be confusing. Don't say it. They don't though. So they force you into these things that it just becomes busy work. And it then becomes an extension of the tutorial because I think it is there to showcase what you can do and how you do it and yada, 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 which is interesting and good, but like not fun. You know what I mean? And so in My Rise, I didn't have as much a problem with it because I feel like they don't do it as much. They do it, but it's not like Showcase where it is.
How deep did you into My Rise? I got pretty deep.
I mean, I don't know. I've had the championship quite a few days. Did you go to NXT or did you go somewhere else?
I have the championship for like over a year now.
Yeah, so me too. Yeah,
we're about the same. It goes deep.
Raj, how many hours have you put into?
Oh, this? I can't tell you. Got to be honest. Yeah, I haven't checked my Xbox, but it's been a bit. Definitely not 30 or whatever you've had, but it's been like maybe 15, 20 hours. Like so I put time into this game for sure.
So I want to start with you, and then Greg, I want your answer on this too. Have you created a wrestler?
Yes, in My Rise, you have to create wrestlers. Yeah, so I created Goku 2.
Okay.
I just go for like creating ghouls, essentially. Like, I cannot make a good character to save my life. If I tried to make myself, it would just look like the Lock, right? It would just look like generic guy with a bald head. So I just go for just all in, making a weird character. Yeah.
And are you having fun with your creative character?
Yes. Okay. I'm having a good time. Yeah, I love, that's like, that to me was a moment of like, I was like, oh, I like this game, but I don't, you know, it's 9 months about, like, I was just like, I wasn't super impressed with the entire project. And then I saw all the entrances and all the things you could do with creating a character. And then I was like, oh shit, like this goes so deep. And of course I knew about this because of KFW. Shout out to Olive Party. Shout out to everybody. Like this
Lighter. Lighter.
Yeah.
Olive Party and Lighter are the ones who do
it. Yeah. So like doing, like, I was aware of it, but like actually playing through it and like playing a character and making this just character that should just not be legal. You know what I mean? Like a character like that just should not be in
Galvatron.
Any. Yeah, exactly. Just should not be in any video game or media. But it's great. So like, yeah, that was a fun time.
So jumping to you then on the creative character front, one issue I had with this game that's nitpicky, but it really bothers me is every year I jump in. I'm like, I'm gonna create a character. I'm gonna do the entire story mode. I want to do this.
Yeah.
Start creating the character, and every option just takes a little too long to load where I'm like, this just doesn't feel good. You know what I mean? It's like when I hit the D-pad over between hairstyles, I want the hairstyles to pop in.
I don't want to
just sit there and just wait for it to
what
go.
If I told you, Roger, they're so much better this year than they've been in the past.
Really?
So for you to say, oh my God, like you have no fucking idea what you're dealing with. Yeah, they're better this year for sure.
Okay.
Still not like, it's still not like, oh, it's reading the solid state drive of the PS5 and flying.
Yeah.
But I jumped in and I was like, oh fuck, all right. I see you got some speed in your step here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good to know for sure.
So then, Raj, going back to you here with the character stuff. So have you found, you're new to this, Cody Rhodes is your guy, right? Like you want him to finish the story. Are you playing a lot as Cody?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you playing a lot as Roman?
No.
Are you playing a lot as anyone else?
I've been going... Let me try to think. I mean, Mommy, right?
Oh, yeah.
God plays Mommy. But
he's always on top?
Yeah, always on top. But yeah, no, I've been like going through and like just playing as random characters, which has been super fun. Like even like Triple H and Shawn Michaels, like going back and trying to find like the legacy characters in there. That's been a really fun time for
who,
me.
What have you found? Like who are you like, oh, I kind of like this person.
Oh, High Flyers. I mean, that's just where I go to, right? I mean, none of those people I mentioned were High Flyers, but like going to like anybody that I'm able to jump on the ropes and, but that's the cool thing about WWE 2K, right? I can make anybody high fly if I really want to. You know what I mean? Like I could just go on the top with Triple H. You know, now he's just jumping off the ropes now all Hell the time. Yeah. So that's like the wish fulfillment of it all that I really vibe with for sure.
And then Greg, you've been doing this forever with this iteration of the game. Who do you find yourself playing as, and are you role playing more, or are you kind of like finding the fun of your gameplay style?
That's a great question, Tim. I think, honestly, it's a mode-by-mode thing, right? So Showcase, wipe it off because it's all these different people you're playing as, right, for their very specific storylines. Universe, I started a... Come on, now. Dirty Dom. I'm doing a Dominic Mysterio campaign in Universe right now. We are the Intercontinental Champion. We're very excited about that. In My Rise, the creative character thing, one of the sad parts about reviewing the game and getting it early, woe is me, is the fact that the creators don't have it. WWE 2K creators community is insane. So talented. Yes, Olive Party. Yes, Lighter. And then at large, the people I follow on Twitter. And like, so as that thing of getting it, it was like, I could sit here and waste an evening making Gruesome Greggy, knowing he will not be good and that Olive Party or Ken is going to make an amazing one and look way better and yada. So it's like, I'm not going to do that. And then it was the same thing of like, well, in any of these campaigns, I'd rather be somebody I know than create somebody. I'd rather it be that, like, I'm a huge Mick Foley fan growing up and a big Cactus Jack fan. I tried to copy and paste him to use him, and it knew what I was trying to do, so it wouldn't let me. I ended up using... You can, Cactus Jack is in the game. So I basically copied Cactus Jack and put him into a creator wrestler slot, thinking I'd be able to do it, and then whatever.
Like edit it?
Yeah.
From that, like a starting point, why wouldn't it let you do that?
I don't fucking know. I didn't have to. I went to start the thing and it didn't let me. And I was like, oh, that's weird. So I just moved on. I didn't have time to, I didn't want to worry about it. There's so much to taste of this buffet that I didn't have time to worry about it, waste about it. And so I ended up using, they have a whole bunch of pre-made creative characters. One kind of looked like Kevin. So I named it Kevin Coelho and went with that and ran that way, knowing that, the whole storyline, which we were talking about earlier, right, has a bunch of different branches, right? So you can't see it all in one go. And I'm like, if I want to come back here and trophy hunt and get whatever, I'm just going to, take a Taz. I'm going to download a Taz eventually and bring him in here and do it that way or whatever. Yeah. And run the board with it that way. So Dominic in the universe, this Kevin Coelho knockoff in that.
Jeff Grubb light.
He looks like Jeff Grubb. Yeah, he's between Jeff Grubb and Kevin. In my faction, I'm using HBK or the Cody Rhodes action figure. The awesome. Elite Cody Rhodes. I also have Mommy, of course, there as well for my faction deck. I'm working on that right now. And then, we've been doing, when we've been multiplaying, we've mainly been doing random. We've been doing the two randoms. You pick from them or roll that third time and pick whoever from there. So I've been getting around quite a bit.
We're going to keep talking about this after a quick word from our sponsors.
This episode is brought to you by Shady Rays, an independent sunglasses brand that has over 300,000 five-star reviews. They are on a mission to match affordability with durability, making top-quality shades accessible to everyone. They have tons of styles and colors to pick from, so finding the best polarized shades is a breeze. Get ready for a whole new level of clarity with Shady Rays Pro Polarized Lenses. This lens tech is all about tough durability and vibrant colors that pop. Here at Kinda Funny, we all love wearing our Shady Rays. Whether it's Tim looking dope during his Pokemon Go walk, Snowbike Mike rocking the snow goggles, or Joey just looking fantastic in her tangle-free shades. If your shades go MIA or take a hit, don't sweat it. They've got lost and broken protection, so you're covered from day one. And if you don't love your shades, exchange or return them for free within 30 days. There's no risk when you shop. Exclusively for y'all, Shady Rays is giving out their best deal of the season. Head to ShadyRays.com and use code KF20 for $20 off each pair of polarized sunglasses. Try for yourself the shades rated 5 stars by over 300,000 people. Again, that is ShadyRays.com and use code KF20 for $20 off each pair of polarized sunglasses.
This episode's brought to you by BetterHelp. Whether it's friends, partners, or coworkers, I am blessed to have many amazing relationships in my life. But a common misconception about relationships is that they have to be easy to be right. But sometimes the best ones happen when both people put in the work to make them great. Therapy can be a place to work through the challenges you face in all of your relationships, whether it's with friends, work, your significant other, or anyone else. Some of my best friends use BetterHelp and love how helpful it can be for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Make your brain your friend with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/kindoffunny today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/kindoffunny.
I'd love to talk about my faction.
Go for it.
Oh.
So my faction is the ultimate team mode. You know, you get the packs of cards, you open them up, you have them, you add them to your faction, yada, yada, yada.
Explain that for people that don't know at all what that even means.
So my faction is the standalone mode that you would enter into. You start with a pack of cards. You open it up like you're getting baseball cards, and then you have wrestler cards. If you know my faction, I'm going to do it at the most basic level for people to get on board with it. You get a selection of wrestler cards, right? You then would create your faction, your stable, your team, right? I always call mine Kinda Funny or KFW like I did this year. And then every time I unlock a new pack of cards, they're added to my collection and I can go and activate 4 male cards or 4 female cards in my roster, right? On top of that, you have a manager card that you have. Managers then work like, I love Paul Heyman, right? Right now I don't have him. And I was a manager card last year in the game, right? But right now I'm using Cody Rhodes' dog. He's a manager card.
Name?
I knew you were going to ask. I'm blanking on it. I can see it. I can see Rock his fucking face. Yeah, Rock fucking shithead is what Rock calls him. It's like a Greek name, isn't it? Is it D?
I thought so, right?
Yeah, it's going to have it.
Pharaoh. It's Pharaoh.
Pharaoh, then no Egyptian. D. Close enough.
No D anywhere.
No D.
Anyways, so then a manager card, you know, it'll say, oh, this works great with high flyers or brawlers, right? So then you look at your available cards, you want to be pairing them up to get stat bonuses, yada, yada, yada. The idea here that you can have multiple decks. So think of like, you know, how you like playing Marvel Snap.
Mm-hmm.
You can have your Paul Heyman deck, your Greg Miller deck, your Pharaoh deck. Well, Greg Miller's not in this game, but maybe one day. You know what I mean? That you can put everybody on and then you start building out that way. Anyways, with your deck activated, you then go into matches. There's several different types of proving grounds, which are like trees. There's weekly trees at the end of the, you know, you go through, you can do all these matches that you're using your cards in at the end of it. And you're not, these aren't cards. You're taking the cards in and then playing the matches. So it's the game, but I'm using these cards, right? That is deciding what my roster is, what my faction is. And then you at the end get a reward. Maybe it's my faction points to unlock more cards. Maybe it is a card. Maybe it's side plates, which we don't have to get into, but are augments for your thing or whatever.
Okay.
That everything I just described is very much what my faction has been before. They've done a bunch of really nice changes to it that I'm really, really happy with. I mentioned at the top, but it's worth doing again, the fact that now if you get a persona card in this, which would be you pull a Becky Lynch that has a different outfit than Becky Lynch in the main game, that would be a persona card, and then Becky Lynch in the main game would now have the outfit she has on that card.
Oh, interesting. So like a big time Becky versus the man versus.
Exactly.
Okay.
So cool. Now if we wanted to get all, I'm not going to tell you how to handle information like this, but if you wanted to get into it, yep, there's going to be costumes that are gated into my faction that you won't have in your base game or that in your exhibition game, you don't have to go play it elsewhere. However, again, wait, hold on, I fucked that up. Sorry. If we wanted to get mad about it, we're talking basically there's microtransactions here.
Oh.
That you're gonna, okay. There's gonna be, you have to play my faction to get outfits for your main game to play with your friends. But again, to get bitchy about it, and we can't have our cake and eat it too, last year these outfits would have been locked to my faction, period. You would not have been able to get them out of that to play with them anywhere else. So this is a win that they're there. And again, as somebody who likes my faction, I like turning on the game and having a reason to run this and play this. If you're telling me I'm going to get in there and there's going to be a new Cactus Jack card with a new Cactus Jack outfit, fuck yeah, I'll go play for it and try to unlock it as the thing. Or, of course, then you get into the slippery slope of microtransactions of, am I going to get real currency to try to get that card out of a pack, or am I going to keep using in-game currency to try to get the card out of the pack, or whatever the hell it would be. But again, I still chalk it up as a win. Beyond that, Faction Wars is there. I hated Faction Wars before because it was cool, take your four guys in a faction and throw them into an eight-man tag match, right? So it's you guys versus four. And as I already said, last year it was the fucking outrageous
endless tag.
Everybody's disaster. Coming in to interrupt every pin and submission. So it's like, well, I'm never going to – this is a pain in the ass. These are 30-minute matches, 20-minute matches to get this done. They've done away with that that concept, and they kept Faction Wars, but they're calling it 2.0. And what's cool about it, and I know a lot of people hate this, but I love it, is that it's a roguelite. So it is the idea that you go in and you start with a match and then it branches. And so do you want to go to this thing that would give you this benefit, or do you want to go to this thing, do this benefit? Then it'll lead you. There's a 3v3 match down here, but there's a 2v2 ladder match up here. And so you kind of pick this thing and go. And as you're going, I'm doing my first one right now, because again, last night my faction opened up and I was like, oh yeah, I started playing. Saw Faction Wars, like, fuck this shit, I don't want to do that. And then today when we were sitting there, I opened, I was like, what the fuck? Wait a second. And so you're going through and doing that, and the team you have, right, at the onset of it, I don't know if it's every time, but I got it of like armor bonuses to put on my characters. They gave them like purple shielding on their health. Once on this, it's a five run. You have to do five runs to get to the boss or whatever. Your health is your health. So as you go and that armor gets chipped away, if it then gets to my real health bar, I carry that damage match to match to match. And then, like, you know, I think it was at the end of run two, we beat Roman Reigns in the Bloodline. And so they were like, cool, now you can take one of their cards and put it into your faction for the rest of the faction. And so I was like, or for the rest of Faction Wars, right? And there you're also earning a Faction Wars currency that once you beat the boss at the end of the run, right, you can use it to unlock that person for your My Faction set for your card pack and shit. It's like, that's another level for me of somebody who really likes My Faction and wants to do it. Beyond that, they've introduced ranked play. So you can go in, like before we had quick play where you could go play other people. That's still there. Now they've added this ranked play where you're going in, you have to, you know, get your number of licks to get your rank to go and do this multiplayer stuff. Like, that's all cool. I'm super stoked about what they're doing with it.
Yeah, the Faction War stuff was something that I was not aware of until we did our stream today, and I'm very interested in that, because I opened up my faction for the first time last night when it opened up, and I was just so overwhelmed. Like, it just starts throwing cards at you, and I'm like, what type of gambling bullshit is this? I've never done like an ultimate team or anything like that. So I just see, you know, the kids on Twitch making so much money opening cards and you know, trying to get little kids to buy these things. That's why I'm like, I don't want to play this. And then once I saw what it actually was, I was like, okay, no, this is what I'm into. Like, this seems like the roguelite element of it is the thing that's going to get me to go back to this. And something that I think is not going to be there for my rise in GM mode. So that's interesting.
And that's the whole thing about it, right? Of trying to find the hook for whatever mode you want to be in. And yeah, every one of these modes is insane. Like, even opening up my GM mode today with you, right? Which, again, I've played before, but never really loved. And like, it was just tutorial after tutorial after tutorial. So, and again, hurts. Like, they're... it's eye rolling and shake your head about it, but it's also like, hats off to fucking the team, yeah, you know, for 2K and Visual Concepts for making this happen and like getting something so deep to it.
So my question with the modes, there are so many modes in these games and it's overwhelming as hell. Greg, what are the modes in the WWE 2K games that you every year play? And are there any this year that you're like, oh, I'm giving this mode way more of a shot than I normally do?
I mean, last year I would say was dominated by my faction. My faction was the idea, like my faction, both, I say last year, but I guess it was the year before that as well. But it is the idea that like my faction gets me excited because, again, to look back at how I played a SmackDown versus a Raw or a SmackDown Just Bring It or I'm not gonna name another SmackDown game, No Mercy, right? There is that thing where you eventually sit down and you're just like, I'm going into exhibition and running this and doing that. And now Universe is taking over and blah, blah, blah. But my faction is the idea that when the DLC drops, you get those cards as well as soon as they drop and you purchase them or have the season pass or whatever. So it's like, I love playing my faction to be earning something and grinding on something and getting better, right? And chasing something. And so the idea that in May, I'm going to get a CM Punk card that drops and be able to run off with that. It's like, fuck yeah. And that whole ECW pack and Sandman, right? Like, yeah. And an ECW Paul Heyman manager card. Like, yeah, I'm going to want to fucking build a whole fucking extreme group around that.
A little hat. His little hat era, right?
Yeah. He had a hat for it. There was a lot of hat eras with Paulie. But yeah, like that is what'll keep me coming back. And in general, just in my faction, there's always something to do. There's always something to do in this game in general. My faction is the direct, hey, this is what it's going to do. And what I really appreciate about it is, hey, this is the wrestling. You know, you commented on this when you walked in, right? That like you start the match and it's bam, you're in the ring. There's no entrances. There's none of the frivolous stuff. It's like, cool, you're going into a ladder match. Go do it. You're there. You're fighting. You're in it. And again, like depending on like the version of it you're doing, because there's the Faction Wars, like I said, and there's Proving Grounds and there's Weekly Towers. Like The Proving Grounds, I believe it is the one where you can select the difficulty. So it can be easy, medium, hard. You get different rewards for it. Obviously, you're earning these WWE tokens that you're then spending to, you know, get more cards or get different cards and move that way. We haven't even gotten into the fact, Tim, of evolution cards where you're getting a card that is, you know, starts as green, or I guess that's amethyst, right? And then, you know, if you do all the challenges for that character, like, you know, get 50 limb damage on, or get, you know, red limbs on 50 times and do this many, then you upgrade that card so that that character's stronger now, right? So there's that idea to grind out cards in specific for your team. Like, there's always something to do in that mode. And I understand that people find it to be, oh man, it's gotcha. It's this, it's that. I, you know, you take your own opinions with it, your own tendencies for gaming. It's a mode where I think, throughout the years, I think I've bought one pack. And I remember last year when they gave, when my card dropped or whatever, they did give me VC, so I did buy a bunch of packs at that point. But like, that's a full game and then a long time of the next game before I ever did anything like that, where it's just like, for me, it's not about that. Now, again, I am getting DLC characters, so I'm stoked to get the ones that I did. But so that I guess I could be, you could say I'm buying that. But even right now, I have Shawn Michaels, I have Cody Rhodes as an action figure, I have John Cena as an action figure, and I have Dusty Rhodes. Like, that's the team. And then I think it's Becky and Mommy and two others that I never use on the women's side, right? I don't need other people. I'm excited to get other people, but I'm not like, I gotta fucking go buy stuff. I gotta go drop money right now. And I do feel that, you know, I bought a pack last night, which was one night of playing Faction where I was like, okay, I can buy a pack. So I do think it's not money grubby. I have seen, I know Games Radar's review, which was excellent. They're very down on the My Faction stuff of just like, they're like, it's everywhere, which I also don't agree with, but they were there. Are things of like going through characters and it's like, oh, this is unlocked by doing My Faction or doing the storyline stuff, and like, which I appreciate because I love, oh, that's cool, I'd like to go get that. Like, I get these games and I want to go do the stuff in them.
Raj, how much more do you see yourself playing this, and what modes do you think you're going to be spending the most time with
going forward? I'm definitely going to try out My Faction specifically for the roguelite element of it. It's a weird one. Like, I don't know. GM mode, I think I'm out on. The showcase
would
mode.
You play GM mode more with me? Because that's my thing where it's like, I'm never going to go home and roll a GM mode on my own, which, by the way, if you don't know, GM mode is the nerdy, you could wrestle with it, but you really don't. No. But you start, you pick a general manager to be, you pick a brand to be, then you draft your roster of characters. And I think it's 25 weeks. It might be 26 six weeks. But you go head-to-head either with your friends locally, I think it's only local, or AI, and to see who has the best show by the end of the year. You're trying to fulfill objectives, and you've got budgets, and you can spend the money to get better arenas, to get more people, to make more money. Like, it's a sim management game. And of course, our friends at Up Up Down Down, Xavier Woods, aka Austin Creed, do a fantastic series where they go head to head all the time in it. So if you really wanted to see the minutiae and what you can do with it, go for it.
Yeah.
Me and Raj played it today, and I was having a great time, but the stream was like, yo, it's just menus. Can we see wrestling? And I was like, yeah, sure. And it's like, I'm not champing at the bit to go home tonight and run a GM mode by myself.
No.
But if you were like, hey, let's have some beers or let's do it in the stream, I'd be down.
No, I'd be down to try it again with you. I think I'm just like, maybe it's my brain. My brain's not like, I don't have like that making a match, like putting the best people together, or maybe even just like the, I don't have like the will to look through and be like, okay, well, these two characters might have a rivalry. Maybe make this happen. Like, it just wasn't as fun as I thought it was going to be. And I love that stuff usually. Like, usually, like, I remember, I think it was the first Like a Dragon game that has like a business sim element to it. And I love figuring out, like, tweaking the knobs and figuring it all out. Like, that to me always speaks, like, usually is like my shit. It just was not necessarily my shit. But I would definitely try it out again with you, Greg. But like, for me, at least, like, by myself, that's not happening. The showcase mode is just, I just was not having enough fun with it. Also, like, this is, I didn't love the video packages that came with the showcase mode. I think I got what they were going for, but like, so much of it had to be blurred because they have the WWF logo.
But it's not, it goes so further beyond that, right? Where it is the idea of like, yeah, I hate that too, of course. The WWF, WWE thing sucks. But it's also the fact of like, just again, while whenever I'm like, it should be a live service, we're like, it never would because of contracts and licensing. I'm like, I get that, but like, they'll figure it out kind of thing. And like, that's the problem here, where it's like, referees' faces are blurred because they're not the referees in this game. Other wrestlers are blurred because they're not in this game either. And so, of course, you can't just take somebody's right. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know by any... Well, I probably do if we look through it. I don't know what a WWE contract is in terms of them owning your likeness, but it's probably... For this video, for us using the video in a video way works, whereas using a video that we recorded in a video game must get weird where you have to pay people for that.
Yeah, it just didn't, it just, that to me was disappointing of like, I wanted to not only learn, but I wanted to like be enriched by the content. And it was just, it to me felt pretty surface level of like, we're doing the thing. Okay, this match happened and it was really intense. And then, oh, this person won. Like, cool. Next one. Like, it didn't feel like a documentary.
It doesn't feel like this is awesome.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Yeah.
It's
Real talk, though. Yeah. There is that level of care. And I totally, even from the past ones that I've seen, I feel like this even has the risk of being even more disjointed because it is just every match is a different set of people and different everything.
Yeah, and they do the very quick thing of like, okay, this person had a beef with this one. Now they're in the thing. It's like, cool. Right, okay, yeah. I guess this is cool. I mean, like, again, if you know the history, it's probably cool to play it all. But for someone who doesn't know the history, it just was like, this is very much a Cliff's Notes situation. So that's done for me. I think the main mode of just playing with friends, like, of course, we're going to do that a lot. Like, that's awesome. Like, that is a fun time to spend a Friday before or after SmackDown. Like, that's a great time. I think the My Factions is really interesting. But other than that, I don't think I see myself consistently coming back to this other than, like, around WrestleMania time when I'm just jazzed up and excited for that.
What about the Universe mode? You think you're going to keep
going? No, the Universe mode I was pretty disappointed on with in general just because it is so simplistic, right? Like, there is an... I want this mixture between GM mode and Universe mode. Like, that is, like, my perfect mode. I don't even know what that looks like, but I want control, but I also want to control, like, everything around it. And you kind of split those things, you know, with Universe and GM mode, and they both, those products to me just are not as good separated. But yeah, I'm happy that I played this game. I had a great time. I'm looking forward to the next one. I'm happy that, like, I'm in the ground floor. I understand what these games can be now, and I could see, like, the iterations. Like, that's going to get me really excited for the next ones. But yeah, I had a good time overall, for sure.
How exciting is the roster currently in the game?
I mean, question for you, I feel like.
Okay. Yeah. I find it super exciting because, again, it's doing such a great job of mimicking now. I think we look back at past years, right? And there have been like, it would have been last year, right? Yeah, last year, right? When, last year, he fought in Elimination Chamber. That was right after Sammy and split from the Bloodline, right? That was like weeks after. Mm-hmm. And that was the problem where you got the game and it was like, oh, they put Sammy into his Sammy shirt, but clearly this was made when he was still Bloodline. And they were like, oh, fuck, we got to scramble and get this done so it doesn't, you know what I mean? Like, right now, because it hasn't been, you know, WWE's been trucking for a while and doing well on its thing. You're not seeing the, ooh, that feels out of time. Yeah. That, you know, I mean, I think even Dominic last year, maybe the year before that, right? Yeah, it was like one of those like, oh, they're putting you into Judgment Day, but you're not that Dominic in this game, right? Like, this is, everyone feels like they should feel so far. And again, everyone who's big feels like how they should be. I haven't gone into the weeds of every smaller feud and smaller organization and faction or whatever. I find the roster great because it's reflecting what we're watching, and that is the fun of it.
We know we're getting CM Punk in DLC pack, right? Yeah. Like, that, obviously, him returning and surprise return to Survivor Series, which was not that long ago. Like, that's awesome that they're jumping on that. Do you think that we see heel Rock being added to the game soon?
No, not at all. Yeah. You're the kid. Really? No, that's not how it works. Like, they've already announced all their DLC packs, and those will be the DLC.
Really?
Packs. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know the rest of the year for the DLC, and like, what'll happen? I mean, there again. So, it's a good question, Tim.
He's leaning back. We know.
Rock's already in the game, mm-hmm. right? So you figure dropping a My Faction card for Hollywood corporate Rock isn't impossible, and have it be, hey, he's there. Go do this tower to get him to bring him into your game. That is possible, of course. It's already up. Somebody during our stream was like, there are something like 1,100 creative pages already. Like, you know, how many people are creating stuff? So you can go get that Rock and have it be fine or whatever. But I wouldn't see, if they did that, that would be a huge change. I would hope they would do it. But again, you are on a 9-month development cycle for 2K25. And so I'm sure they're like, fuck that, put him in there and make it work. But we'll see.
Who is there anybody that's missing from this iteration that you feel, like, maybe even not current, because it sounds like it reflects the current situation great, but are there legends that you're like, oh man, it's a bummer that they're not here?
Of course. I mean, not to harp on the live service and the video but it was the idea that, like, I was, you know, daydreaming on the way home of what matches I wanted to do. I was like, oh, I want to do Rick. Oh, Ric Flair's not in this game.
Yeah.
Shit, fuck, right. Rick's not in this year. And then somebody in our chat was like, this is the first WWE game in 20 years Edge isn't in.
You're like, oh no.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was one that I looked for. Yeah. Yeah. And I was kind of heartbroken.
Edge was always my, I mean, I love him in WWE, but also just playing the games. Like his spear is so satisfying. So yeah. I would love, is Eddie in it?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Eddie's cool. In it. I think there might even be multiple Eddies. Somebody check me on that because I believe there's one of the classic Eddies and then the more modern Eddie.
Love that.
Yeah. But no, it's like, it's that kind of stuff where it's like, yeah, you know, the, you know, Double J, let's get in. All right, no, Double J, right? You know, yeah. The Hardys, no Hardys, you know what I mean? Like, there's all that. And again, until they figure out a live service element, that's how this is always going to be. Yeah. It's just such a bummer, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you feel playing as any, is there any character that you're playing as that feels vastly improved from the previous ones?
Vastly improved is an interesting question. You know, again, there's so many little things that I even struggle to put my finger on of what's different. Like, you know, in I think the last 2 years, but definitely last year, there was a big problem for me with my usual offensive style of I like to grab guys, whip them to the ropes, get them on the rebound. And I forget what they changed when they came back, and it was like I kept fucking it up and bumping chests with people. The timing was weird. You had to hit a very specific timing, and it totally threw me off my game. They've gone now and changed it of like you whip people to it, and then if you hit, you know, circle X or square, you hold they'll hold it. So you come and they'll wait to do the move you want to do, which is super nice in terms of an addition to it. They've added in the I honestly wish I knew to trigger it. It seems like it happens at random or whatever, but this trading blows minigame.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know how a wrestling match will start and just ga, 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 right? They've added that, and it's a cool feature of, you know, the squares pop up and you need to hold them and let go of them in this right thing, and there's an instant win and blah, blah. But it happens so rarely that it's like chaos when it happens.
And every time it happens, I think I have to, like, smash the square button. Exactly. It's just like, it's like weird.
There's stuff like that. Like, I'm sorry, back to your question of anybody who feels better, like, it's hard to say because wrestling is what? 80 to 90% what you see, right? And so, like, I want to say, tell you Dominic feels so much better, but it might just be that Dominic feels like Dominic. Yeah. He looks like Dominic. Great. So I mean, it's that all is playing, it.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, them booing him and, like, so him, you know, kicking dirt on people and then just fucking 619 frog splash down. Like, fucking, this is awesome. You know what I mean? And that, not to mention pairing him with a manager of Mommy, and she's out there and Rhea's taking down the turnbuckle, so I'm fucking with somebody over there. It's like, this feels like what I watch, and I love that.
That's great. Any final thoughts on the game?
I would recommend this to people who are like me, who are getting into WWE Universe for the first time or in a while or for the first time ever. I think it's a really good, like, representation of what we currently have. Will that be outdated in a few weeks, maybe? Potentially? Probably, undoubtedly. Yeah, for sure. But right now, having a great time with it.
Yeah, I'm in love. You know what I mean? I've been in love the past 2 years. I think, again, like, I don't want to be negative, right? But every year, I think it's like, oh, well, maybe this is going to be the one that's going to be the, okay, they're just doing the same thing. Okay, you know what I mean? Like, they didn't do that here. I'm stoked to play more. I do, like, again, it has been like, I told you this when we were getting ready for it, but, like, now that it's at home, it's like, man, if you thought I put a lot of hours in before, now that I have a portal, now that I'm sitting there and it's like, now that I'm looking at my faction and all this stuff, it's like, I can see me just constantly grinding stuff.
We did talk about it though, of like, I've been playing this a lot on my Logitech G Cloud streaming for my Xbox, and like the counters and like pressing the counters are like, it's a split second thing of like, you have to press it sometimes before the button even pops up, it feels like, to get a counter. And like, with a streaming device, like, ooh, that's a hard one to play.
I honestly, I had more trouble in our room. Oh, wow. Where I felt like it was that portal. I, you know, knock on glass, like, it in my house feels almost flawless. Oh, right. Wow. I'm not having that, okay, hold on a second. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, like, I'll stick with that or whatever. But yeah, I'm pumped. I can't wait. It's definitely a thing of, like, you know, I've tweeted about it, but we, you know, I don't get to talk about everything. Like, the ECW pack comes out May 15th, and it's one of those where I'm like, oh, it's so far.
Yeah.
And like, that's great that I have the game.
Yeah.
I have so much to do, and I'm still like, oh, fuck, May 15th. Like, there's another release date to worry about and get excited for? 100%. Yeah. Like, they've made something special again for wrestling fans. Again, I stand by that. It's, I think, the best wrestling game there's ever been.
Yeah. Wow. Well, there you go, everybody. Let us know in the comments below if you are thinking about picking this one up and what modes you are most excited to get into. And if you're going to create a character, or if there's somebody that you are excited to play as. Until next time, I love you all. Goodbye.